This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Six persons have died in the cyclone Remal related incidents in West Bengal. Rain and gusty winds have stopped in the two 24 Pargana districts, Kolkata and the adjoining districts. Due to the effect of Remal, a large section is underwater in the coastal areas of South and North 24 Pargana districts. Seawater has entered into agriculture, land and fisheries in the coastal areas. People have started returning from government shelters to their homes. Election campaign activities have started again in Kolkata and South and North 24 Pargana districts for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Nine seats of the state will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of June. Some districts of North Bengal are receiving rainfall today. Passengers of a Varanasi-bound Indigo flight today evacuated through the emergency door at Delhi's airport after a bomb threat was reported on the flight. All passengers are safe and the flight is being inspected. In a statement, the airline said the flight has received a specific bomb threat at the Delhi airport. All necessary protocols were followed and the aircraft was taken to a remote bay by the airport security agencies. It added that the flight is currently undergoing inspection and post completion of all security checks, it will be positioned back in the terminal area. Political parties have intensified campaigning for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election meeting today at the Dumka Airport ground in Jharkhand. BJP President JP Nadda will address three election meetings tomorrow in Deoghar, while senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address election rallies on the 30th of May. Polling will be held in three constituencies, Godda, Dumka and Sahibganj of Santhal region of Jharkhand, during the final phase of elections on 1st of June. The JMM had won their lone Sahibganj seat in 2019 Lok Sabha elections. The Prime Minister will address two rallies in Barasat and Jadavpur Lok Sabha constituencies in West Bengal today. Mr. Modi will also hold a roadshow in Kolkata this evening. In Bihar, senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, will address back-to-back three rallies in Fatuha in Patna Sahib and Digha in Pataliputra Lok Sabha constituencies. He is also scheduled to hold a rally at Barahda under Ada Lok Sabha constituency. Besides this, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address multiple public meetings in Buxar, Sasaram, Jehanabad and Pataliputra constituencies. Mukesh Sahni, Chief of Vikasheel Insan Party, will also hold rallies in support of the Grand Alliance candidates. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested five individuals in a major operation against an organized human trafficking and cyber fraud syndicate. The joint operation with state police forces spanned six states and union territories, leading to searches at 15 locations yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to the great freedom fighter Veer Savarkar on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Veer Savarkar, who dedicated his life in the service of the motherland, will always remain a source of inspiration for the countrymen. The IMD India Meteorological Department has said that northwestern and central India to get respite from heat wave in 3 days owing to a fresh western disturbance. IMD DG Mrityunjay Mahapatra said that this weather system is likely to trigger thunderstorm activity in northwest India and bring rain to the western Himalayan region. The IMD has said that conditions are favorable for the onset of monsoon over Kerala and northeastern states in next 5 days. Monsoon has already advanced over south, east, west, central and northeast Bay of Bengal along with some parts of Arabian Sea. In Jammu and Kashmir, the mercury continued its upward trend in Jammu yesterday, with the maximum temperature settling at 43 degrees Celsius. The day's temperature in Jammu was recorded at 42.8 degrees Celsius, while minimum temperature remained at 24.7 degrees Celsius. In French Open tennis, ace Indian players Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhambri will start their campaign in the men's doubles first round in Paris today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.